Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza! Furniture!
Do it right!
Do upgrades!
Do it right!
Bills, do it with 0 to 5% down payments. Apply online, quick approvals and more. Whatever it is, do it right with Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5. Or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2 in the afternoon. Pick 2 in the evening. Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Unique gave birth to a girl, and she told Divine that she was thinking about the possibility of breastfeeding. Divine told her that Ryan wanted to have a talk with her. A very angry Danny wanted to confront Sydney about abusing Rachel, but she warned him that Sydney has a gun and is dangerous, and said he may be angry with her because they have been trying unsuccessfully to have a child. He called, and Danny answered with a challenge to Sydney to face him. We now join Maria at home.
Finally! Hi, girl. Annie, what's up? I hear from you in a couple of days. I was worried.
A getaway was hiding for a few days.
What?
Yes, I'm in your area now.
You rich?
And it's so many people passing and watching me.
All right. Describe where you are and I'll come and get you.
I'm by... The taxi driver said this is the small shop.
Oh, I know exactly where that is. It's walking distance. Stay right there. I'm coming to get you.
Okay. Hurry.
Dion and Christopher, it's a long week catch up. I'm glad they all invite me to lunch.
Girl Shelley, tell me about it. It's so long that I shame.
We get with your place and we get rich and switch. Hey! Edna, you know we love you, girl.
Shelly, is not true. Them bills killing we and we landlord is a crass.
The truth has a way of coming out sooner or later.
Anyway, we're making out the best as we can. Ignatius pays me a decent salary.
He don't usually get complaints from his staff about payment. The number of private places that underpay their workers is ridiculous.
And what about the public?
Don't let me get into them.
That's one good thing about Ignatius. The man has some redeemable qualities.
Hello! Is what you really trying to say about me, husband?
Nothing.
I ain't see he coming back to work since the heart attack, though. He alright?
Diane, I can tell you. Ignatius just stay quiet.
Eventually, we need to catch up with we.
Man, Christopher.
Just joking.
But no, on a serious note. It's like this heart attack changed Ignatius.
Imagine what it's like to look in the face of death.
Yeah, but he got to relax himself, man. He's a big man.
Is his son and his daughter-in-law that he taking on? He don't need to be worrying about them young people. They can start out their own business.
Anyway, we ain't order nothing yet. We could talk and eat. So what we ordering?
I looking at the grilled chicken and salad. You know, your girl on a diet.
I think I can have that too. I myself put in a little too much weight.
I ain't got time with the two y'all. I come for eat and eat I will. I get any mac and cheese, steak, mashed potatoes, little seafood fried rice, steamed greens for make it all healthy.
Wow.
Annie!
Hey, Maria.
It's okay. It's okay. You don't have to be nervous.
It's a lot of people passing up and down.
It's okay. How you get here?
I was hiding by teacher Cindy for a few days. She gave me the phone and arranged the transportation to bring me here.
Your family might be looking for you.
I can't go back, Maria. I'm tired of living like that.
It's okay. Come. Come.
I can't go back. I can't.
You're safe now. Come. Let's start walking. Mommy should be back by the time we reach. She wasn't home when I left.
Your mother okay with me coming though?
Yes. Remember I told you, she said you can come.
Okay.
As long as you're with us, I promise you will be safe.
Okay.
Come on, let's go.
It's Ranveer. Hello? Hello? That's strange.
Who's Ranveer?
Why are we friends?
No answer and the phone cut off. Let me try calling you back. It's ringing out.
Maybe he bought dial you. He gonna call back if it's anything important.
Yeah.
When last y'all talk to Robin? I surprised y'all didn't invite she here today.
Robin never got time for hang out with we these days.
She got macho, and that's all she needed in life now.
No, man. Me and Robin went to lunch up the last week.
We just don't like she husband, and honestly, I don't think he like we.
What?
Yes, we just get a little vibe from he.
Like he homophobic or something?
You said it.
I know about macho. I mean, he's not my favorite person, but I ain't know he like that.
Shelly, you know how a lot of these men stay. They don't like we.
And some of the ones that like we, ducking and hiding like alligators in a pond.
Yep.
Well, I know that there's still issues, but I think we come a long way, man. People more accepting now.
Some people.
Exactly. Shelly, you in line with you said we come a long way, except that we still got a long way to go.
Well, yes.
And a lot of people hide how they feel. Even though they might laugh and gaff at you, inside the homophobia and transphobia is strong.
At the end of the day, there is always work to be done.
Plenty.
Starting with the laws. Anyway, right now I don't want to get upset by thinking about certain things we go through as a community.
I can never claim to completely understand what y'all is go through. But I know what stigma and discrimination is. I used to be a stripper and a sex worker.
Shelly, I would have loved to see you when you used to be on that pole, girl.
Lovely.
Hello. Yeah, focus. No, but seriously, discrimination is never okay for any group of people, be it sexual orientation, gender, race, class. Discrimination is never okay.
But that's the reality, and we learn to live with it.
But there's the thing. We shouldn't have to learn to live with it. Discrimination can lead to mental problems like depression, anxiety, even violence.
Well, there's a dream for sometime in the future.
Yep.
Anyway, I can ask Robin if this is how much you really feel.
He never said anything to me, but we just get a vibe.
And as a people, we know to pick up on vibes very well.
Well, maybe there is something to it. I'm gonna talk to she.
We still love the girl, and even though we think she husband is not the best person, at least he stopped hitting she.
And hopefully not cheating.
There got too many toxic men in society though. I ain't say they ain't got toxic women too, because they very much do. But most of the time when I face discrimination, it's from men.
We landlord is one of them toxic men.
Wait man, that's what the landlord do.
Imagine we just moved in a couple months ago and this man already talking about raising his rent.
Dion, I tell you, don't worry about that. I gon' sort it out.
It's what you plan for do.
Y'all watch.
Anyways, if you raise the rent and y'all can't afford it, you could always move back into my house.
With Machu living there? No thanks.
Mm-mm. Can't do it. I won't mind living with Robin, but not she husband.
They start building their own house.
Yeah, but when they're done?
Hopefully by the end of the year.
Until then, me and Christopher rather deal with we landlord.
Alright. I think Matthew has changed a lot though. Robin is glowing every time I see she these days.
We ain't doubt that. But we still think he got something against our community.
Well, if Matthew feels that way about y'all, it needs to be addressed seriously.
Mommy, you back?
Yes, Maria, in here.
I have someone with me.
Coming.
Hello?
Mommy, this is Annie.
Hi.
Hi, Annie. Maria, you didn't tell me she was coming today.
I didn't tell her.
Oh, so how you got here?
A taxi. They dropped me by the small shop.
Okay. Well, welcome. Come sit. Come on, you don't have to be scared.
It's okay, Annie.
Your family knows you left?
Maybe they know by now. I couldn't tell them I was leaving.
Mommy, she can't go back.
Okay, Maria, let me talk to Annie.
Okay.
Annie, I want you to know you're safe here.
Thank you for allowing me to come.
And I want you to know you can trust me. Maria hasn't told me what happened to you. But she said you were in danger.
I...
Hey, it's okay.
She will tell you when she's ready, Mommy.
There is no rush. You are safe here. No one will harm you. We will protect you, Annie.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Today's episode came to you with support from the European Union, promoting sustainable livelihoods for vulnerable groups in Guyana.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual, and creating an equitable future for all.